Welcome to Today Tonight. I'm Samantha Armitage. The rumours are flying. Naomi Robson is reportedly in an Indonesian jail cell or been deported or some other made-up story. Tonight, the real story. Where she is, what she's doing and the dirty tricks that put the safety of Naomi and four other Australians at risk. Also tonight, charging businesses to fly the Aussie flag. The council clampdown that has business owners fuming. And the new scheme giving it all away for free. Furniture, TVs, washers, fridges and much more. We reveal the best kept secret giveaways. But first, the latest on Naomi Robson and the Today Tonight crew. The real story. Here's Liz Kefford.
The central character in this story is not Naomi Robson or television crews. It's this little boy, Wawa. He's 6 years of age and is a member of the Kakwa tribe in Indonesian West Papua. He's living under the sentence of death. His tribe, the last known practicing cannibals on Earth, plan to eat him.
They eat everything except the teeth, the hair and the nails. Everything.
Australians first became aware of the little boy's plight through this man, Paul Raphael, an Australian author and journalist of international standing, an expert of Melanesia and noted expert on traditional tribes.
And so that person's relatives go out and grab that person and pretty gruesomely kill him.
He wants to save Wawa's life. The boy's uncle, who's also his closest relative, begged Paul to save him a few months back when he took the Australian 60 Minutes program deep into the heart of the jungle. Wawa is an orphan. His parents died last year.
Oh, they've got their eye on him, and that kid, any time in the next 10 years, he's got to be really careful because they could get him and then they will kill him and they'll eat him.
Paul Raphael desperately wanted to save the boy and got what he believed was an undertaking to go back and rescue him. But that didn't happen. Paul had dealt with a senior 60 Minutes producer, Stephen Rice, and Ben Fordham, and a current affair reporter trying out for a job on 60 Minutes.
This man, Bunop, was a sorcerer, a witch man, so he saw it as his duty to track him down and to kill him, to kill the Kakwa.
The story, when it went to air, had an Australia-wide audience of more than 2 million viewers. But a lot of them wanted to know the fate of Wawa and why the crew did nothing to save him.
This is a pretty tough place. What are the chances that he'll survive?
I would say pretty small.
The writer Paul Raphael kept pushing to return to the jungle and Wawa. But 60 Minutes did a backflip. Their answer, no. In recent days, the Nine Network has been putting up all sorts of reasons why they wouldn't return and save him. Cultural differences, one of them. They are all lies. Raphael, meticulous with his notes as he is with his writings, catches them out. This is the email 60 Minutes executive producer John Westacott wrote to Paul Raphael at 12:33 p.m. on August 7th, 2006. At the moment, the simple story of a rescue of Wawa is a bit short of the huge production cost. In other words, it was too costly. The program, with a budget in the many millions of dollars, didn't want to spend the money to save a child's life.
First we cut off the head and then we start to slice open the stomach.
Raphael was incensed and angry, and that's where Today Tonight came in. He approached us, told us what had happened and asked would we help save Wawa's life. We said yes.
Have you ever seen white people before, like us, with white skin?
No, I've never seen a white people before.
And it was our decision to help that led to Naomi Robson, producer Rowan Wen, a camera crew and writer Paul Raphael being detained by Indonesian authorities. But it's a lot worse than that. The Indonesian authorities were tipped off before we landed that the program was linked to the Free Papua movement and planned to kidnap children, and that Robson had done several stories that were anti-Indonesian. Our crew flew into a setup, a dangerous, tense and extremely delicate situation. So, who set us up and why? We can't be certain, but we do know the Nine Network somehow found out we were going and tried to sabotage the trip, threatening, cajoling and intimidating. One offer from Ben Fordham to Paul Raphael was to name your own price to do a documentary and a guarantee to return and save Wawa. Anything as long as he didn't go with Channel 7. Raphael said no, he didn't trust Fordham nor 60 Minutes. Thankfully, Paul Raphael has kept detailed notes and verbatim accounts of all telephone calls from the Nine Network people and emails. A wise move, Fordham has spent the past 2 days spinning tall tales to anyone silly enough to listen to him. Fordham, who lives in Sydney, even made a special trip to Melbourne's International Airport at the weekend, yelling out in a threatening manner to our team in the airport as they headed off to save Wawa that he knew where they were going and their flight details. Fordham didn't stop there. He contacted our guide Cornelius, the same guide 60 Minutes used. Cornelius says Fordham offered him $100,000 not to save the boy. When that didn't work, he reportedly told Cornelius what he was doing was illegal and tantamount to kidnapping, and the guide could be jailed. The weakness in Fordham's argument is that Cornelius has saved two other young men from the tribe who were also to be eaten. He paid for their education and board and keep. And today they're upright citizens and a credit to his caring. That's what Today Tonight planned to do with Wawa, to set up a fund, have him educated, and all because his only surviving family member had pleaded, save his life.
Liz Kefford there. So where do we stand now? The Indonesians have not jailed our crew. They have not been deported, but Naomi and the crew have left the area. They were initially detained to enable the authorities to check out their story, far from a jail cell. As one newspaper reported, the Today Tonight team was staying at a hotel working with local authorities. There were problems relating to the visas we are using. Our crew do not have working visas. Paul Raphael, an expert in the region, said it would take too long and Wawa didn't have enough time. He thought that for our purposes, tourist visas would suffice. They're the same visas the 60 Minutes crew used when they shot the first story and then left Wawa to fend for himself. Now to the business owner angry that his local council plans to charge him for the privilege of waving the Australian flag. And while